This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, and I always love hanging with Mark Goldman, Goldman McCormick, PR, and by the way, GoldmanMcCormick.com is the website, but he's the managing partner at Goldman McCormick PR and has been doing this show forever and ever. And before we get going, I have to tell you, now, it was late and I was watching television and I could have sworn, now, I don't remember the car maker. It was either Chevy or Ford. I don't know. It was one of the big car makers. And it was a tan-colored car, and they were in the back seat, and it looked like a joint was being passed. Now, I have not Googled this. I don't know if it's true or not, but I thought, if that is true, how progressive is that car company, and who are they going after? Your comments and thoughts, Mark Goldman, and welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. You know, I think it's fantastic that they're having a joint pass around in the back seat. That's fantastic. As long as they're not driving and doing that.
Well, that's the part that I thought was so interesting. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it's... That was the part that was concerning.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, as long as you're not driving and you're just a passenger in the vehicle and you're having a little fun socializing, no harm, no foul, in my mind.
Well, I just Googled it to see, and I don't see anything here. So I don't know. I could be wrong. Could be wrong.
You know what? I too looked around for that as well. I did not find anything. But, you know, if this did not happen, maybe we should propose to be a car company, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you've got great stories as... Yeah. You have great stories as usual. Mark Goldman, we're kicking things off with marijuana legislation in more states. And... Go ahead and tell us the rest of this story.
Yeah, it's kind of sad a little bit in my mind when I was reading this. So the legislation of marijuana in Minnesota really marked the end of an era for canine officers in the Olmsted County Sheriff's Office. Django, a 9-year-old German Shepherd, and Cobra, a 10-year-old Belgium, you got to help me pronounce this, Malinois, is that right? Are set to retire soon after their legislation goes into effect August 1st. Captain Ryan Mangan said they are the department's last canine trained to detect cannabis, a skill the department stopped teaching a few years ago and will likely never happen again, which I think is very disappointing. Very disappointing, pardon me. Mangan said Django and Cobra, who are already reaching the end of their careers, will be relegated to patrol work before their retirement in September because they're likely can't be trained to stop detecting marijuana, which could compromise narcotic searches. Replacing them would be very expensive. A dog trained to do both patrol work and drug detention will cost the department nearly $12,000. And the death of another dog on the team dealt with unexpected blows to the unit just happened. So they recently had this big, you know, a dog that was there for years who recently died as well.
Yeah.
But bottom line is, Minnesota is going to stop doing this. A lot of other states are going to stop doing this and stop having canine dogs used for marijuana and other narcotics.
I feel bad because, you know, but I also understand why they're doing it. And I don't know why they're doing it, because there's still a tremendous amount of drug issues in this country. Illegal drugs.
No, there isn't. And, absolutely. And just because marijuana is legal, whether it's recreational or medical, for so many reasons, doesn't really matter. I mean, because, you know, it's not legal in every state. And let's say somebody's driving under the influence of marijuana. Shouldn't a canine be used in that respect to, you know, to potentially find that?
That's a good question.
That's a very interesting question. Have you ever seen a canine work? They're absolutely amazing. They do fantastic work. And they should still be used, you know, and just, I'm just very, very surprised that the whole program's kind of being taken apart, you know, and put away, you know.
I was waiting for a flight once, and I don't remember if it was international or not. I can't remember, but it was so interesting the way the dog was brought into this one area only, this one area, and how they worked him. And they only could do it like for half an hour or something, and then they had to switch dogs and trainers. And, you know, they're very, very specific about the amount of time that these dog officers can work. They really are, which is so great.
And what do you think a patrol dog does, though?
Is that what they're called, patrol dogs?
Well, no. I mean, the canine dogs are obviously the ones for narcotics and other things. But they also said that if they're not going to be a canine anymore, they can become patrol dogs. And I'm just curious to know what they do. You know, if they're on the beat with the cop or the police officers or, you know, their intimidation. Yeah, I mean, what would they actually do, you think?
I don't know. Maybe just sitting with a good bone. Ha, ha, ha. I made a little pun.
But I'm bummed.
That was so bad. Bada bing, bada bang, and bada boom. But your next story. This is such a fun story, Mark Goldman.
Well, absolutely. So a large amount of marijuana wash up on the Florida beach. Apparently, both you and I are in the wrong state today, right? So tons of loose, unpacked marijuana washed up on Florida's Neptune Beach, Frankie, enough to cover parts of the shoreline. A bystander called police Saturday morning to alert them that a different type of seaweed that washed up upon the shore. It turned out to be a large amount of marijuana. In fact, one of the local beachgoers said the beach looked like a scene out of a TV show. He said there was a lot of pot, just marijuana all over and down and up and down the shore. He didn't know from personal experiences, but from watching TV shows, he said it was all put together and probably been, it was probably like 5 to 10 pounds. Police say it appears to be a large amount of marijuana broke open out of sea and separated before coming ashore. It was unclear, you know, who the substance belong to, obviously. So, you know, it's definitely kind of interesting. You know, some people see beaches on their, various fish in the ocean or at their beach, or, you know, see some seaweed.
Yeah. But
back in the day with your needles, but now it's all marijuana.
But that is absolutely not. Well, is it still good if it's been in the ocean? I don't know any of the particulars about that.
I'm going to say it's probably not good, and it washed up, and it's probably all dried out, and no bueno. But that's just my, my 2 cents.
Okay. All right. So I was at my friend's garden last night. She has one of the most magnificent rooftop gardens, and she's won many awards from all kinds of different places. And I see in the midst of the eggplant and peppers and tomatoes and celery. I mean, she has the most unusual crops that she grows on her rooftop. And strawberries and all kinds of interesting berries and, you know, not the normal berries that you get in the store.
Right.
And I see two huge, huge. She said, yes, it is. And I smelled them. They were very potent. One, she said, is more potent than the other. They were both pretty potent. Just the smell alone. And the buds were just starting to come out. So she has a rooftop that she had this tiny little thing. And now it's like a tree. You have no idea how huge this bush is. Two of them. And I said, Michelle, what are you going to do with them? And she said, I'm probably going to infuse them in butter and do all kinds of other things with them and have some fun. I said, sounds great.
Cool.
Yeah, very cool.
You know, I do think it's a lot of work, though. I'm not sure if I would do it. You know, grow it and dry it out.
Well, you got to dry it. I said, I said, you know how to dry it out. It has to be dried a certain way and blah, blah, blah.
Right. So, you know, it just seems like a lot of work for me, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if I would go there.
There were those of us that enjoy home baking. Because I'm gluten-free, sugar-free, vegetarian. I'm really particular about what I make. Like, I made focaccia to bring over to the rooftop last night with all kinds of herbs on top. But I made it from scratch. You know, I'm a scratch kind of girl. Where there are many people that would say, give me the box or let me make it. So when we come back, we have more stories. Mark Goldman is dishing with us today on Cannabis Talk A-Z, an educational odyssey. And you can find more about Mark and his firm at...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Trilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanTrilla.com to order your copy. That's DanTrilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanTrilla.com. That's DanTrilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer and Mark Goldman. Welcome back. So the Florida beached up cannabis. Now, Minnesota. Tell us about Minnesota, please. I shouldn't use that.
Well, you can use whatever you like, you know. I don't know how to pronounce it properly, but according to you, I guess you did. So Minnesota cities couldn't sit a ban on smoking marijuana on sidewalks, in parks, as drug nears a legislation. I can't believe people still call this a drug, right? Anyway, recreational marijuana will become illegal in Minnesota really soon. The countdown's on. August 1st, and multiple cities across the state are considering whether to restrict its use in public places, Frankie. Cannabis will be allowed on private property for people 21 and over, unless the owner prohibits it, which obviously makes sense.
Yeah. Mark, I have to say, Mark, I was just walking by the aquarium, which is right around the corner from where we live, on the waterfront in Boston's historic North End, and there was a young woman who, it was very windy, and she was in this little alcove near the aquarium, another building, a parking lot, a parking garage. And every few feet, she would take a hit and light her pipe or her joint, whatever she was doing. And there were all these kids everywhere. And I just, like, went over to her and I said, do you really need to smoke right here in front of all the kids? And it's like we're all smelling it. It's not cool. Not cool at all. And I just said that. I had to because I just was offended by that. That, you know, of all the places in the city you want to go smoke, go ahead and do it. I don't have a problem with you doing it outside. But in front of all the kids?
Right. You know what? I agree with you. And you know what? I obviously love the smell and love everything about the plant and whatever else. But it's really gotten out of hand, and it smells like, I went to New York City the other day, and it's everywhere, everywhere.
Oh, New York City is the worst, yeah.
You know?
Everywhere,
Frankie, Minnesota's a new law also makes it legal to possess or transfer up to 2 ounces of cannabis flower in public places, which seems like a lot. The local politician told that the law does not state where people can smoke it on the sidewalk or at a public park, and that the decision for those spaces will be up to the local cities in the state. So that's kind of interesting, but I agree with it. I mean, I kind of like it on the beach, but if it's a public park and there are a lot of children around, I think you got to be, kind of use your senses and, use your smarts there.
Yes. Absolutely. But make it appropriate, leave the poor kids out of the whole story. You know, I'm sure they smell it at home, and I'm sure they're out and about in their own neighborhoods, but these are little kids, and it was just so, the air was so pungent with it. You know, it just was staying in the air. So that was it.
I think instead of public parks and things, because, you get around that, maybe, it should be 100 feet or 200 feet in front of a school, something to that effect, or nursery school or kindergarten.
Yeah.
I think that sounds a little more smart.
Absolutely agree. Absolutely. So there's a new bill that would ban public use of marijuana, including edibles. What is that all about?
Yeah, of course, this is my state, right? So in New York State, most municipalities ban the use of alcohol in public streets, pardon me, or outside of venues that specifically allow it. Yet the state's new marijuana law doesn't let local governments impose the same restrictions on public consumption of THC, which is obviously the good part of marijuana to me. New York State Senator George Borrello wants to change that with legislation that would prohibit public use of marijuana in all forms. He calls it a public safety issue, but it's not about the dangers of secondhand smoke. This local politician said he's trying to enact an open container law for marijuana, not just to ban smoking it, but vaping, edibles, and anything public in any public places. I don't know. It seems kind of strange to me. How about you?
Yeah, it's silly. I mean, I don't know. I don't get it.
Why would you ban an edible in a public place? I don't get that at all.
Exactly. I don't understand that mentality. Because there are edibles that are helping people, so, I don't get it.
Right, or let's say I wanted a cup of tea with, either THC or whatever else in that, or hot chocolate.
Yeah, of course.
Why should that be banned? I'm just a little confused,
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
The secondhand smoke thing, maybe, but the rest of it, nah.
Yeah, but it's pushing it. It's really pushing it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. Now, the next story, lawmakers introduce bill to fully legalize CBD trade. What is that all about?
You know what? This is actually very, very interesting and really, really like this. A bipartisan federal bill has been introduced to make the trade in CBD and other hemp-derived products fully legal. Hooray! This bill is called the Hemp Access and Consumer Safety Act. After years of deliberating on this issue, the FDA said in January that it lacked the authority to regulate CBD. It threw the matter back to Congress and came up with various solutions for this product. FDA has sent warning letters to companies marketing CBD and other hemp-derived products, including Delta 8 THC, but the letters have been focusedly on the claims being made on these products. Frankie, marketers of these products who are not making non-compliant disease claims seem to have little to fear from the FDA. But the limbo surrounding the products have served to restrict market growth and various investments. Bottom line is the FDA just needs to leave CBD alone because there's a lot of companies out there and a lot of local stores and retail outlets trying to sell CBD, and the FDA is getting involved and it's really just messing up these small businesses.
Yeah.
In my opinion. CBD's helping so many
people. In my opinion as well. Yeah. So, social media giant, I've been reading about this. I'm sure you have too, that Meta Platforms, behind, the company behind Facebook and Instagram, has updated its advertising policies for hemp and CBD products. And the new policy does permit the promotion of legally permissible, non-ingestible CBD in the U.S. with some restrictions. So, it's like, here we go back again. It's like, this is so stupid. I don't know.
Absolutely.
So crazy. It's so crazy when it's affecting so many people. And, so many people have changed the way they manage their pain from this plant. Anxiety. There's so many wonderful things.
I agree. So, I agree with you completely. Do you think there should be an age limit on buying CBD?
What?
Do you feel there should be an age limit on buying CBD?
No, not for CBD, because I think there are some young people with all kinds of epilepsy and issues that could use it and benefit. So I don't think there should be. And I don't think you don't get high from it. You never get high from it. So, yeah. Hey, we have to take a quick break. Mark Goldman's continuing more stories, more breaking news about the cannabis world. And Mark Goldman, stay tuned. I'm Frankie Boyer. He's GoldmanMcCormick.com. And we will be back in just a moment. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's not addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oreganol.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We'll be right back.
It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey, with none other than my good buddy, Mark Goldman from Goldman McCormick PR. And Mark, I just have to say that going back to the kids, there are some kids that would benefit tremendously from anxiety if they had CBD in their lives. So, no, I don't think there should be an age limit. I don't think there should be restrictions about CBD. Do you?
Well, you know what? My question was, should there be an age limit on people that could buy it? Not to use it. Like, if you're a parent, if you're an adult over 21 or over 18, you should be able to buy it for your kids. But can my 14-year-old walk into a shop and buy CBD? That's what I'm asking you.
I don't have a problem with it. They're not going to get high. There is nothing in the CBD that will get them high, so I don't have a problem with it.
Gotcha.
But I'm not a parent.
If they don't use it, it's all good.
Yeah, I guess, but I'm not a parent, so I'm sure you have different thoughts about that.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings. I'm not really sure, to be honest with you, as of yet. But perhaps in the next show we can discuss that after I think about it.
Okay. You know? All right. New York is now accepting applications for... Oh, wait a minute. I skipped a couple of stories. Wait, let's go back. This is good. New Arkansas law to ban Delta 8 and hemp products. Here we go.
Absolutely.
Again. This is what I'm talking about. This is that mentality that drives me crazy. So go ahead.
All right. Well, according to the Arkansas Department of Finance Administration, medical marijuana sales are reaching record-breaking numbers, which we could all predict it, right? A new ban on certain products made from hemp or THC only looks to increase the numbers more. Unless something changes dramatically over the next 6 months, this is going to be a record year for medical marijuana sales in the state, according to the spokesperson for the Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration. So, Frankie, Arkansas, I don't even know how to say this, residents of Arkansas, I guess, are projected to spend nearly $300 million on medical marijuana by the end of the year. Act 629 seeks to ban what is described in the act as poorly regulated products. That includes Delta 8, Delta 9, and Delta 10, which produces effects similar to that of marijuana. Kind of interesting. I'm not really sure about this one. I have tried Delta 8. Didn't really do anything for me. However, I do see it being sold at cigar stores and various stores around New York State. So I'm not sure banning these products are a good idea. I think, everything should be legal. And, the parents or as adults, they should make the decision.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. You're probably right.
I actually tried Delta 8 in Rice Krispie Treats.
Delta 8 is interesting. It's an interesting story. And because it's manufactured, not from the plant, and it is manufactured. I have mixed feelings about it. I don't know how I feel about it, honestly. I don't know enough about it. I don't know enough about the effects of it. But from people that I know, that have tried it, they say it's a very strong high. Very, very strong.
Right.
You get really high from it. And
you know what? I'm going to have to do some research for this show, for Cannabis A to Z, and I'll get back to you on that one, okay?
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to force you into an uncomfortable situation, Mark Goldman. Come on now.
You know, I feel like I could be the R&D department, the research and development department for this show, right? and really just come back to you with this information that we so desperately need.
Oh, my God. We desperately need this information. You're absolutely right. We desperately need it.
I'm good like that, you know?
Yeah, and the show really appreciates it. And one day we're gonna take the show on the road somewhere. Really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where and I don't know when, but we're going to do it, Mark Goldman. I promise you that.
Can we bring Stephanie along with us?
We'll try.
Okay.
I'm sure she'd be game for going. She'd be open. She's open to this. She's open to this conversation. You know what, Mark?
Excellent.
So am I. And this is brings us back to the original days of when I first started doing the show many, 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 many moons ago. I was not open. I have become educated. I understand that there are people out there that benefit from THC. I understand there are people who need the THC in their lives. Do I think that you can be addicted to cannabis the way you can become addicted to alcohol? Do I think it's a catalyst? Absolutely. Absolutely. Do I feel it can be abused? Absolutely, I do. I absolutely agree. But I also know that this plant does have a lot of benefits, more than we're understanding, and we're starting to see that not only will people in this country, but people in Europe and Spain, especially in Israel, have had research. And now that we're able to do more research in this country, we will start to see some of the results of studies and reports. But more information, more data definitely needs to be done. But the bottom line is that if you are someone suffering from chronic pain, I am all in favor of you using cannabis, the full entourage plant, all aspects of it, to get the relief that you need.
I love it. I absolutely agree with you 100%. I don't agree with you, though, about the whole catalyst situation. I don't think it leads to other things.
I agree. So, let me ask you, Mark.
Yes.
What are some of the, you personally have used this plant for a long time, but you also have noticed a big difference in your condition, and share with everybody. It's been a while since you've talked about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have something called Tourette's syndrome, and I utilize THC, marijuana, obviously recreationally, but I also utilize it to help my tics. And it just, you know, it really, really helps out. Helps with anxiety, helps with stress levels, and really just helps with the tics overall in general. And when people with Tourette's have less stress and less anxiety in their life, they show less tics. So the marijuana really does help it in so many ways.
I was shocked when I heard that you had Tourette syndrome, because I never would have known it.
Well, but I only share with certain people, you know.
Right. Well, now you're sharing it with all of us. But the point, though, is that this plant does help. And there's something that this plant does to the brain that helps it. So, I mean,
right.
If you're a 16 or a 17-year-old and you have severe Tourette's, you know, why not try and use this and find a way to
Frankie,
it's therapeutic.
Before I was 18, it was really, really bad. The Tourette's was out of control. The tics were out of control. It was horrific. It's the only way I could put it. And this would have really helped in such a big way, whether it had been CBD or THC or drops or anything. I mean, I didn't have to smoke. It could have been an edible. It could have been a droplet. It could have been anything. But it would have helped in such a big way. And, you know, hopefully it's helping kids now, because I would never want them to go through what I went through with this.
No, I wouldn't think so. And some parents feel the same way about epilepsy and the entourage effect of the plant. So, you know, there's so much we still need to study and understand. And that's why, Mark, I think it's really important that research be done, especially on childhood diseases like epilepsy, like Tourette syndrome, that we can find, if we can find reliefs. And let's also just say, opioid crisis is at an all-time high. The overdose of opioid deaths in this country is disgusting. It's so huge. Huge. Never, ever Have anyone have seen the numbers? And if this plant can help someone from overdosing, if this plant can help someone from committing suicide, I'm all for it. I am so all for it. So we'll take a quick break and be right back. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency, an educational odyssey. And this is a full hour with my dear friend, Mark Goldman, managing partner at Goldman McCormick PR, goldmanmccormick.com. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Cannabis Talk, HZ, an educational odyssey, and Mark Goldman. Goldman McCormick PR. Okay, so I think we have, Michigan. Tell us about Michigan. This is an interesting story.
This is actually a fascinating story, and we've talked so much about stories similar to this, right? So Michigan marijuana sales, Frankie, hit another record high in June, reaching nearly $261 million. Say it with me. $261 million. Adult use cannabis purchases accounted for the majority of the total of $254 million and so on. Medical marijuana sales were over $6 million. This beats the prior record month by more than $10 million. Most of the cannabis purchases came from flower, followed by vape cartridges and infused edibles, according to the Michigan Cannabis Regulatory Agency. First recorded by the New Cannabis Venture, according to this report. So the state, Frankie, is seeing those record sales, even as the average price of marijuana has remained at record lows, with the price of an ounce for adult-use cannabis now around $90, which is exceptionally cheap. In December 2021, by contrast, the cost of an ounce was about $180. The average ounce for medical marijuana last month was about $100. This is definitely Michigan and not New York, I will tell you that right now. While the state's cannabis market has continued to mature, businesses still face challenges under federal prohibition, including lack of access to traditional financial services that create a cash-intensive industry that uniquely targets the crime. So, very, very interesting. Obviously, medical marijuana in Michigan is seen an all-time high. These numbers are outrageous. They're incredible and really fantastic if the taxes and money goes to the right place.
Right. That's the key. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, your state added again, now accepting applications for marijuana farmers markets. Explain to us. This sounds kind of
interesting. Absolutely. I agree with you. Anytime New York State's finally doing something good. Anyway. New York State regulators are now officially accepting applications for marijuana businesses interested in organizing cannabis farmer markets in the state. I love it. Just 2 days after the Cannabis Control Board voted to authorize what they're calling the Cannabis Growers Showcases, also known as CGS, the regulators are opening applications and posted guidance and templates for municipal approval for these events, which is amazing. Under the current rules, Frankie, the marijuana farmer markets will take place up until January 1st, 2024, as the state works to get more traditional retailers open. Applications are being accepted through December 1st, 2023. So, they have a few more months for this. Frankie, to receive approval for the CGS, applicants must demonstrate that they have at least 3 licensed adult-use cannabis cultivators and 1 conditional retail license. For every 3 additional cultivators, another provisional vendor must be included at this event. Seems like a lot of legwork here, but definitely worth it. When I go upstate and I travel all around the state, I see these beautiful farmers markets, and now they're going to do marijuana farmer markets. I love it. It's fantastic.
It's so interesting that you don't have to go to a dispensary. They're obviously going to have to highly regulate this. This is not going to just be, let's go here. I mean, they're going to have to find a way to.
Well, no, I mean, like you're saying, you gotta get, with the application process, you have to get 3 licensed adult use cannabis cultivators, 1 conditional release license. So it's going to be super duper expensive for them. But, for the consumer, it's kind of cool, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I have a question. Has any of this weather that we've had the most extreme weather, as everyone knows. I mean, from coast to coast, it's just been, I don't know how poor Stephanie in Texas is dealing with it, quite honestly, Mark. We've had a humid and disgusting summer, but Stephanie, God bless her, in Texas, you guys in Texas, and not just Texas, but my friends in Vegas, California, I mean, there are so many states, Florida. They're going through some really, really hardship times. And tell us about the weather. Is it affecting operations and with cannabis? It must be.
Absolutely. So, Frankie, cannabis companies from Northern California to South Florida will continue confronting operational challenges this week as severe weather really affects all the power grids while parts of the Northeast struggle to recover from historic flooding. Millions across the country face excessive heat warnings, as we're really fully well aware of, while Canadian wildfire smoke is once again descending on the Midwest, the Great Lakes region, pardon me, and the Northeast. For example, these high temperatures in the southern U.S. and California, famed Emerald Triangle, has prompted cultivators to enact emergency measures, including shading plants, easing energy consumption during peak hours, and asking staff work late night shifts. So, you know, at least they're trying to, help out with the situation. I mean, it's brutally hot in so many of these states and it's really just affecting the industry and hopefully it won't affect it too much.
It's been Phoenix, I don't know how Phoenix is doing it. 110, like 40 days in a row. I don't think I'm uncomfortable when it's 85 and full humidity, as it is in New York. So, you know, but right. You guys, in Phoenix, 113 degrees is just normal, and it is so crazy. And Arlington, Texas, where the studios are, it's like 105, 103, 102. 109. They are predicting 109 this week. So God bless all of you. Seriously, I don't know how you do it. And in Death Valley,
you know what, Frankie? I took my kids to Austin a few years ago, and it was 113 degrees, and they were freaking out. So I can't imagine what 119 or even more is like.
Yeah, one guy said on television, I thought this was brilliant. He said it's like when you open your oven, it's really hot, and you open your oven. That's what the air is like every minute. I'm like, holy, I couldn't do it. Hey, Mark, this has been so fun dishing the full hour with you. Great stories, great information. As always, Mark Goldman, managing partner at Goldman McCormick PR. We always are so appreciative of you and all that you do. And thank you so much.
It is absolutely my pleasure. Thank you for having me on today.
And we will see you all next time. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, Agency, and Educational Odyssey. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
That was all the way to maybe ever so near.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.